Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome, Chronicles. This is your brother, Elohim. And I'm going to do a quick assertion, and then we're going to walk you through some of the stuff that you need to do. This is a Q&A session. For those that are on the line, if you have a question, just press 1. And let me know you know, what questions you have, if you have a statement or a comment. When you press 1, that'll let me know that you have a statement or a comment, and we can begin at that point, okay? First assertion, as I walk the path of being honest and good, I will keep my mind focused on reap what you sow. By doing this, I'll be walking the path of the light, and I will get what I want, okay? Love is to act and make others feel good. One aim and one destiny, okay? Now, we're not going to be talking about love right now because we're off on a different subject here. We're dealing with the Tyrannicalists and Tyrannicalist form of government. Now, we have to ask ourselves, what is that? We're dealing with the, well, the first thing we're going to do, we're going to take a minute, okay? We're going to go ahead and read our mission statement, okay? And then we're going to discuss the mission statement with you and why. And why that's so important, okay? We as American citizens, we've watched our government for years to the best it can with poverty. We in the group known as Tyrannical Church realize that the American government is not just one person making decisions for the rest of us. This country belongs to every one of its citizens, and that makes it the citizens' responsibility, as well as the leaders of this great nation, to step up in time of trouble to lend a hand. It is for this reason we have come together to help the government fight the homeless poverty problem in the United States of America. We know that if we, the American people, come together along with the leaders of the government, we can solve this problem. It is written that the rich people, you only have with your for a short time, but the poor, you have with you always. To the rich, it means you have to be making $1 million a year. Anything from minimum wage up to $1 million, you're poor. And we'll be able to get by without living in the street. But when poverty strikes you and you find yourself out without a job, eating out of trash cans with nowhere to go, it has a tendency to destroy the best of us. Let's put that strength of character back in the heart of the poverty stricken and get them off the street. Put aside $5 to $10 a week, so that you won't have to pass a homeless person without buying them a sandwich or giving them some change or a dollar or let them know the help is on the way. Why that we the people are going to fix the problem soon. Thank you, Tyrannical Students of Source. Let's talk about some of the things. Let's deal with what we've talked about there, you know. Why would we consider this to be our government if there's nothing going on that the government is really doing for us, you know? There has to be some kind of input that you as an individual can have. All those who go out and say, well, I don't vote. Well, in most cases, you as John Q. Public, the only thing that you have is the vote. The only voice that you really have is the vote. That's why they're trying to shut you down, you know, in this election. They're trying to say you're going to vote by mail. They're trying to dismantle the mail system. If you vote, you go to the polls. They move the polls around so you can't find the polls to make sure that you're not voting. If the voting wasn't that important, why would they be doing so much to restrict you from access to the polls and stuff, you know? I think we need to wake up and smell a coffee. This is why we're setting up this particular government in the form of a church. We're calling it the Tyrannical Church of Christ and the Law, but in actuality, it's basically going to be run as a government, okay? We're looking at Elohim Five Tribes. Okay, this is where we're going to begin. We're going to begin. They a lot of people say, well, we're not colors, we're submitting ourselves to crayons and this, that, and the other, but they're using the color scheme against us every day, you know, on television, on radio, you know. We used to be black people, now we're black and brown. We come with becoming Negroes and everything else, you know. We used to be white people, now we're Europeans. We're no longer Europeans, we're something else now. They keep changing things around to keep us confused and out of sorts. So we have to step up and begin to form things so that it works for our benefit, okay? This is what's going on. Now, we're only going to be on for roughly about a half an hour. I wanted to be on for an hour, but I don't think we're going to do a whole hour today. So we're just going to be on for about half an hour. I just want to talk about the government itself. Exactly what is it going to be, and what's the government's name, and how's it going to be set up, you know? This is something that we can all do together. We have to set up another form of government to push this government into where it's supposed to be. The only thing that can enhance a government is another government. You need a government. You know, if you take a person's car from them, they need something to drive. They need transportation. You understand what I'm saying? So if you take the car from them, you have to give them something else to drive. And if we want to push this government to the limit to make it do what it's supposed to do, then we have to have another form of government for them to back up into to force this government to do what it's supposed to do. The structure of the government, the way President Hansen and them set it up, is pretty good, you know. I mean, set up based on the Bible. It's supposed to be running two different cultures here. One culture, reap what you sow, and the other culture, dog eat dog. So there's two cultures that function on this planet and always have functioned on this planet. The reap what you sow culture, that culture is what the whole cosmos is based on, okay? Action, reaction. What you think about, you bring about. All this stuff is coming out of the reap what you sow culture. Science. The reap what you sow culture is science. They don't want to give you credit. They don't want to give the book credit, but the reap what you sow culture is science, okay? So this is where we are right now. We have to sit back. Well, what I have done, okay, what I'm doing right now is putting together the system so that we can have something to cling to, something to deal with. You know, these 100-year-old systems that we've been using have not been modified. They need to be modified. They need to be upgraded. They need to be changed a little bit so that we can do what we do. Now, what we're going to do, what I propose that we do is in the beginning, instead of running a read what you sow format, right? I'm thinking that we should run the dog eat dog format first and then switch off to the read what you sow format as we develop into the dog eat dog system. But now we need input from the members, input from the people that are supposed to be doing this, supposed to be setting all this up, so that it won't be like one person, you know, doing everything on their own. Because it should be a group of people coming together to do what they have to do to make all this here work the way it's supposed to work, okay? And that's what this is all about. We're here for the 6+ billion people on the planet. Our job is to raise the consciousness, raise the level of understanding for the entire planet. Now, we've been thinking that because you dance and you sing and you do this a certain way and do that a certain way, that's the culture. No, that's not the culture. That's the distractions that they give you to keep you from not realizing what they're doing. What they're doing with your money, what they're doing with the military, who they stealing from, who they robbing from, you know. That's what all of the games and the football and the baseball and the basketball, that's what all that's for, you know. Now, we might need some form of entertainment if you want to call it that, you know. I think that martial arts and the martial arts skills should be where we should be spending most of our time in reference to entertainment, okay? Our work and desire should be focused on the computer systems, technology, what we can do as far as growing more food, clothing, shelter, security. How can we do this better? How can we change the mindset of the evil ones who wants to kill and murder? People think they're better than every dog on anybody else. That creates a problem when you set somebody up as better than everybody else and doing more than everybody else, you know? So this is where we're at right now, you know? I know somebody calling me now. I don't know why they're calling me now. I'm on the radio. They're going to have to wait until I get off. So I'll check back with them a little later, you know, to see what's going on, you know? This is a question and answer session. Wednesday, any questions that you have about government, how this is set up, this is what we need to know. Now, we have two things working for us. We have the religious portion. What does religion mean? Let's start right there. As a Toronicalist, religion doesn't mean what it means, what everybody else is talking about, okay? We're changing the format. We're changing the mindset. We have to change our the mindset of the people so that they'll know exactly what's going on. Religion means realigning yourself with source energy. That's our concept of religion. Because now, what is source energy? Everything in the cosmos is made out of this particular energy. Where does energy come from? You know, that's a good question. We first alpha process. We can go back to the uncaused cause. People say, where does darkness come from? Darkness was made by source energy, and source energy moves through things. All of the light is in the darkness. That's what people don't understand. And the light is taken from the darkness. So we're talking about dark matter. And before dark matter was brought into existence, when you look up, you wouldn't see darkness. You wouldn't see nothing. It would just be clear nothing out there, you know? I know that's a concept that most of us have to deal with or haven't thought about, you know? People say, well, where does the dark come from? You know, the dark comes from the same place everything else comes from. Comes from source energy being in motion. So we're trying to, what my job is basically, is to make you aware or wake you up as to what's going on and what this whole thing is all about, okay? And so that's what I'm doing right now, okay? Now, I'm going to have to get out and move around soon. This is the beginning. This is the beginning of a wonderful journey. And all those that are taking this journey with me, I appreciate you. And we're going to do a whole lot of things together that's never been done before. And that's amazing, you know? So we're going to be dealing with a few things. Now, we're not going to be on the air. We're only going to be on the air for half an hour today, okay? So next week, when you tune in, be prepared to hang out maybe for an hour, but we'll see. You know, I think it's going to balance enough right now until everybody get their books. And the books will be going out very soon. I don't have to say that for a couple of weeks, but the books are going to run out very soon. And once the books go out, everybody will be able to follow along. Or you'll be able to follow along better because you have the information that you need to do what you have to do, okay? And that's where we are right now. So with that, what I'm going to do, I'm going to kind of shut down a little bit. It's been a long day. And I do want to stay on the line with you for a little longer, but what I want to do is go over our mission statement and just what is our business? Business of maintaining the universe as is why we are here. Each God is unique to the universe and is an important part to play in maintaining the universe. Now that you know why you are here, go and discover your uniqueness. All people have knowledge and source within is a conscious God. The job of Elohim is to help God tap into the source to bring freedom, justice, and equality to the world. Now this is part of what we are, part of what we're trying to do, you know. So with that, I'm going to I'm going to close out at this particular point because everybody's calling me on the radio station. I hope I came up with the wrong number again. I've been slipping here the last couple of weeks. So what I'm going to do. I'm going to do a closing session, and from that point, we'll go to where we have to go, okay? And then we'll get together on Sunday when we have everybody on the line to talk what we have to talk about, right? I have walked the path of divine energy today and did not break the universal law of it with yourself. All energy went out before divine purpose, and I will reap what I have sown this day. All that I have put out, even in verse 2 times, so that will be written, so that will be done. So with that, our brothers and sisters that are on the line, we will get back into it some more next Wednesday at 6 o'clock, okay? Now, 6 o'clock is a bad time. If you want to change the time of the meeting or whatever, let's get together and make it happen, okay? This is Brother Elohim signing off. Much love.